Chapter 1. Pain twisted Tiffany's small body, so deep she couldn't think. The only thing she knew for sure was that the alpha in the room with her smelled divine. Her earlier horror paled against her need. The fear, the pain, the panic when the alpha she'd been dating, Randy, had abducted her and drugged her, meant nothing now. Her biology had scrubbed that clear, and while she'd have to face it later, only this alpha mattered. She hadn't known a heat would feel like this. Her mother had talked to her about them, but she'd assumed she could deal with it. She'd figured Omegas had oversold the truth looking for sympathy. If anything, they'd undersold it. The clawing pain in her stomach made her curl in on herself. Her arm hurt, but she couldn't figure out why. It hung limp and useless against her side while she buried her face in the alpha's lap, although she didn't know him. He'd appeared in the mist of the fog that was her head. She knew nothing about him, but she didn't care about anything beyond what he could do for her. His cock pressed against her cheek, hard and thick, and everything she needed. "Please," she begged. He stroked his strong fingers through her hair, letting her nuzzle her cheek against his length. "I can't take you like this." "It hurts," she twisted, sliding her lips over his jean-clad hardness. "It hurts so much." "I know." He moved his fingers from her scalp to the back of her neck, digging in as though his touch could ease the rigid muscles. "Breathe through the cramps, nice and slow. It'll pass." He was wrong, though. She felt like she'd die, like her skin would sear away and leave behind nothing but bone. It consumed her, flames dancing over her skin, her thighs rubbing together. Her underwear and sweats were soaked, and her cunt throbbed around nothing. She parted her lips and dragged her tongue against the length of his cock. It jerked beneath the touch, and a heavy groan left his lips. "You can't do that," he growled. "I've got limits, little girl, and you're mid-heat. Don't test them, because you don't want me to knot you." "I do." The thought of his knot stretching her cunt, of him locking inside her, made her soaked pussy clench desperately. It would stop the pain and the mindless need that gnawed inside her. He inhaled slowly, then that growl started up again. "You're too far gone, aren't you?"
"I need you. Please help me."
A sigh. "Okay, I can help you, but I won't fuck you." The filthy word from his lips only drove her need higher. She wanted to argue, to claw open his pants, to mount him herself. She rolled, trying to crawl over him and free his cock. Large hands set on her waist, keeping her from her goal. "I already told you, not that. I've got something else that will help." He moved her so she knelt before him. She trailed her hands over his thighs, gripping the firm muscles as he undid the button to his pants. The moment his cock came into view, her mouth went dry. He was thick, the color shades darker than the rest of his skin, with raised veins running along the length. She wanted to lean forward and wrap her lips around him. She wanted him to fuck her face, to grasp her hair and force himself down her throat, to feed her every thick inch of him. The thought might have shamed her before, when she was clear-headed. Her heat filled her so fully, there was no room for shame now. When she moved forward, his snarl stilled her. It reached inside her to the omega part that submitted to an alpha, that wanted to please one. Hell, she'd do anything if he'd give her what she needed.
"Please."
His lips pulled into a smirk that would have frightened a lesser omega, and wrapped his hand around his cock to stroke. "Oh, I'll take care of you, little girl." Tiffany's scent drove Kieran feral. Each breath drew it deeper into him. He wanted to fuck her. He wanted to strip off her soaked sweats, spread her thighs, and slide deep into her. She'd let him, too. Hell, she'd beg him to. It was her first heat, and she smelled delicious. He wanted to be her first, to claim her in a way no one else would ever be able to. Hell, maybe she was a virgin, too? Damn, she'd feel good stretched tight around the girth of his cock, and she'd make the best sound as he trapped her on his knot. First time Omegas whined when they stretched, as they got locked in place. Their bodies might know what they needed, but their minds tended to take a while.